We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, Veg Embracing viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're at Bird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashta 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bellavista, and Channel 44 on Villavisión de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión, and Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Coré, Channel 27 on Coré Video Cable. In Santani Tapiraquai, Channel 30, and in Orqueta, Channel 32, on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazú. In Hernán Darías, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernán Darías. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 in Limbe and environs in Siatsat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Irdenet City, Channel Z26 on Alka Tengger Cable TV, and Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Seling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Alka, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Hutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And our newest addition in Poland, Channel 68 on Niestrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiao La Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. in Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Ningcheng Cable TV, and four other new additions in Hualien County, Channel 107 on Hualien Cable TV, in Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV, in Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Guasheng Cable TV, and in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia donates more than $1.2 million to provide clean water sources for Zimbabwe. In Green Invention News, a Swiss solar-powered airplane completes initial runway tests. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the United Kingdom-based charity Tusk Trust, which is dedicated to conserving African wildlife. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 4th, is the Independence Day of Myanmar, also known as Burma, commemorating its gaining of autonomy in 1948. Situated in southeastern Asia, Myanmar or Burma has many mineral resources, including silver, zinc, and gold. The country also contains large deposits of precious and semi-precious stones. This beautiful nation is rich in cultural diversity with 135 ethnic groups and an immense variety of customs and traditions. One of her famous citizens, Daw Aung San Suu Kyi, was honored with the Nobel Peace Prize in 1991. May the friendly people of Myanmar or Burma have a peaceful Independence Day.
Fly-in news, rare wildlife threatened by Congolese volcano. On early Saturday morning, January 2nd, Mount Nyamulagira, one of the most active volcanoes in Africa, erupted in the Democratic Republic of Congo with its lava flow heading towards Virunga National Park. Although the region is scarcely populated with people and the endangered mountain gorilla is also safely east of the volcano flow, there is imminent threat to around 40 endangered chimpanzees and other wildlife whose habitat is expected to be destroyed by the eruption. With the nearby city of Goma also vulnerable to a neighboring volcano's eruption, Congolese government observers are monitoring the situation hourly with assistance from United Nations helicopter personnel. Congolese and United Nations officials, our appreciation for your diligent efforts. We pray for the safety of humans and animals alike, and that humanity's greater kindness helps alleviate potential tolls as these.
Victoria, Australia, swept by flash floods. Rain falling since December 31st, 2009 has caused some parts of Victoria State to be deluged with up to 200 millimeters of rain, prompting officials to announce flood warnings for the northeast areas. Falls Creek was among the water bodies receiving the most rainfall, with 131 millimeters in just one day. Meanwhile, there were reports of ankle-deep water in homes and businesses of Gisborne and Alexandra. However, there were no reports of damage or injuries, and the precipitation itself has been welcomed by the residents of this drought-stricken state. Our thankfulness for the safety of the residents in Victoria, Australia, as we join in gladness for their blessing of rain. At the same time, we pray that such extreme weather events may stabilize as all people join in fostering gentler, greener ways.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
United Nations recognizes relief donors for 2008. A recent report by the United Nations Central Emergency Response Fund, or CERF, stated that a total of $1.2 billion was donated to UN agencies in 2008 for immediate assistance in responding to emergency situations following natural disasters in 55 countries. Saying that 2008 was among the most devastating in terms of losses, the report said that more than 238,000 people perished to such tragic events, with over 211 million affected. The nations that responded included the United States, with funding of $166 million provided, the United Kingdom at $82 million, Canada at $33 million, Australia at $25 million, and Japan at $20 million. Also noted were top donors for longer-term needs, among whom was the United States, the European Commission, United Kingdom, Japan, and Canada. Our gratefulness and providence bless all donor countries for your generosity in bringing comfort, food, and safety to brethren around the world. May these solemn disasters of the past remind us to unite in helping one another and caring for our shared planetary home.
The Israeli High Court reopens West Bank Road. The Supreme Court panel of judges ruled on Tuesday, December 29th, that Highway 443 would reopen to traffic from Palestine for the first time since its closure in 2002. About 40,000 vehicles travel on the route, which links Jerusalem to Tel Aviv, with about 16 kilometers passing through Palestine's West Bank. This decision follows a similar ruling issued in October 2009 regarding a stretch of road in Hebron, which stated that it would not be appropriate to continue banning use of a throughway that was originally planned for the needs of the Palestinians. Israeli High Court justices, our appreciation for your fair decision. May such equitable diplomacy continue for the lasting peace and harmony of all the gracious people of the Middle East.
Organic produce nutritionally superior. A comprehensive review commissioned by the French food agency AFSSA and conducted by researchers at the University of Aix-Marseille has concluded that organic produce has a number of clear advantages. Author Denis Laurent coordinated the two-year study, which updated a prior evaluation published in 2003. These recent findings include the discovery that organic produce contains more minerals and antioxidants than its conventionally grown counterpart, with at least 94% and up to 100% being free from pesticide residues. Moreover, along with the benefits of elevated iron, magnesium, and other micronutrients, organic vegetables are 50% lower in nitrates. University of Aix-Marseille researchers and AFSSA, we laud your detailed work in determining the benefits of different agricultural methods. May organic vegan farming practices be encouraged by governments everywhere for our personal and planetary revival.
Grand opening of Loving Hearts in Orange, California, USA. As the most populous state in the nation, California is home to a diverse, multicultural array of people. Now, in the midst of the festive holiday spirit, a new Loving Hut has been launched in the city of Orange, bringing diners a wide variety of refreshing, nutritious, and delectable vegan food options, and customers are loving it.
My first time, and I think the food is great, very tasty. And I'm sure it's nutritious. They're all unique and they all taste good, even the beverages.
I've never actually tried vegan food, but now I will definitely have it again. It was really good.
The ever-expanding Loving Hut International family of restaurants grew from Supreme Master Qinghai's concept of a harmonious vegan world. And as Loving Hut Orange diners expressed, choosing plant-based meals are enjoyable not only to the palate, but for their multifold other benefits as well.
I want more people to become vegetarian so we can all live free and no more animals dying.
I think vegan diet is good. It does contain protein, as we've told patients many times.
We want to come here every day, you know, good food, healthy.
If it was up to you, would you be a vegan baby?
Mm-hmm. Happy grand opening, Loving Hut.
We join in congratulations, Loving Hut in Orange, California. Our thanks also goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her encouraging support of the Loving Hut locales. Let us all unite in adopting the compassionate plant-based diet to more quickly herald a peaceful era in which all beings coexist in vibrant contentment.
Loving Hut is awesome. some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet. Lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Team of women explorers reach South Pole. The all-female Commonwealth team of seven completed the 562-mile Antarctic ski trek to the South Pole in 38 days. With the event marking the 60th anniversary of the founding of the 54 Commonwealth of Nations, the team was comprised of Era Alsufri from Brunei, Stephanie Solomonidis from Cyprus, Rina Kaushal Dharmshaktu of India, Sophia Pang of Singapore, and New Zealander Kylie Wakelin, all of whom became the first women from their country to ski to the South Pole. Britain's Helen Turton and leader Felicity Aston completed the group. Ms. Aston said, "I'm incredibly proud of the team, and I think that if we can do this, you can do anything that you like to, and that's the message that we really want to send to everyone. Our hats off, Commonwealth team, for your courageous and successful expedition. Your achievement surely makes your countries proud as you inspire many others towards similarly lofty goals."
Save our planet. Species increasingly jeopardized by global warming. Enlisting the top most threatened species for 2010, World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, experts in Scotland, United Kingdom, have included some well-known animals such as polar bears, butterflies and tigers, but have also now added the Pacific walrus, the giant panda and the bluefin tuna. All of these species are at greater risk than before due to climate change and related deforestation, as well as illegal hunting.
With Scotland having declared an ambitious 42% emissions reduction goal for 2020, WWF Scotland Director Dr. Richard Dixon said, "We have a window of opportunity in which to step up and pull back some of the world's most splendid animals from the brink of extinction." He went on to encourage more actions that do not wait for global climate agreements, saying that local governments can work toward green goals that also create jobs and improve lives.
Many thanks, Dr. Dixon, World Wildlife Fund Scotland, and the Scottish Government for your endeavours to both inform and mitigate human-caused environmental damage. May leaders at all levels heed the call to preserve these precious beings so that they may continue to grace our Earth with their presence.
In her ongoing concern for the welfare of all beings, Supreme Master Qinghai once again addressed the imperiled situation of our animal co-inhabitants during an August 2008 video conference with our Canadian Association members.
They are trying their best to sound the warning bell, warning by disease, and even death en masse. But I don't know how many of us are listening. They are trying to help us, but we're trying to kill them. It's a very sad affair. We humans have to do everything we can, not waiting for the animals. They're already dying. Numerous are dying every day. So many other signs in the nature, so many animal signs, but we have to listen. It's not the animals, it's us. We just have to remind everybody to be veg and to be kind to the animals. That's the only way we can protect them.
Save our planet. Intensive farming practices harm British bee populations. In a study published in the journal Insect Conservation and Diversity, a team of scientists from across the United Kingdom link intensive farming techniques with worrisome declines in wild bumblebee populations. They focused on the common carder bumblebee, which plays an important role in the pollination of many crops.
The researchers discovered that the decline of wild habitats through intensive farming practices not only reduces wildflowers that are necessary to the bumblebees, but also harms other animal species such as butterflies and birds.
British scientists, we thank you for sharing these findings about the vital bumblebee. Let us all turn to sustainable lifestyles to ensure the welfare of our bee co-inhabitants and all treasured biodiversity.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often spoken of the need to shift toward organic vegan farming practices to sustain our environment, as in a July 2008 video conference with our association members in California, USA.
Organic farming is the best, is the ideal for health and the planet. When I say planet, I mean for all the inhabitants, the bees and insects and animals alike. Because if we're using chemical, then of course they're going to die out sooner or later, big and small. That's why the bees are disappearing. We have been destroying this ecosystem. It's a very sad affair. The government had to imply another kind of farming technique. Otherwise, not just bees' colonies collapse. Many others, useful insects on helpful animals that will be dying out. They are dying out every day now, a lot of them. We got to pray for heaven's help. And if you can, tell the farmers, tell the government to change it. We use only beneficial products for agriculture. Otherwise, we will have nothing left.
Save Our Planet. Russia's industry and trade ministry launches a $300 million Cash for Clunkers program that reimburses each person trading in an older car for a newer, more fuel-efficient Russian-made vehicle.
Save Our Planet. South Korean Ambassador Im Hong-ja announces a $9 million donation to assist Ola or Vietnam in addressing climate change through improvements in water supply, water treatment, and public transportation.
Save Our Planet. To encourage the adoption of electric vehicles, Mayor Boris Johnson of London, UK, initiates the Electric Vehicle Delivery Plan, which will install 25,000 charging locations by 2015 so that all residents are within a mile of a recharging station.
Warning news. Dutch scientists find that the intensive use of fungicides in agriculture may be linked to the medication resistance sometimes seen in humans who have been diagnosed with the life-threatening lung infection caused by the Aspergillus fungus.
Hello, it's me, Gobbles a Turkey. This is my wife, Lovely Libby, and our sweet daughter, Gibby.
Hi, everyone.
Mom, Dad, and I are all vegan.
We would like to share a tip on helping the senior citizens in your area.
With winter weather in many parts of the world, shoveling the snow from sidewalks and driveways is important for safety.
Please remember to see if any of your elderly neighbors need a hand with that job.
Your extra care and help means a lot.
Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around our globe.
In humanitarian news, Australia funds water supply development of Zimbabwe. The Australian government has donated $65,000 to be directed through the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, for the drilling of 8 boreholes at the University of Zimbabwe. Moreover, the government of Australia is contributing $1.2 million for 200 more boreholes in areas of need throughout Zimbabwe. Our sincere appreciation and God bless you, Australia, for your generous commitment to the people of Zimbabwe. May nations continue to assist each other for the well-being of all.
In Green Invention News, a new sun-powered airplane is getting closer to flying. The HB-SIA, which carries over 11,000 photovoltaic cells on its wings, completed initial runway tests of its motors and computers in Switzerland. Developed by the Swiss company Solar Impulse, the aircraft is expected to take its first full flight in February 2010 and cross the Atlantic in 2012. The plane weighs only 1,500 kilograms and has a wingspan of a jumbo jet. Congratulations, Solar Impulse, on your marvelous innovation. We wish you much success on your future travels in the skies. May we keep developing Earth-friendly technology. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, presenting a British charity dedicated to protecting the wildlife of Africa. We'll say a prayer for peace and happiness on Earth. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more excellent news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for a powerful world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment with an organization based in the United Kingdom, which has supported over 100 projects in Africa.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Tusk Trust is a United Kingdom-based charity that is devoted to safeguarding African wildlife. Founded in 1990 by Mr. Charles Mayhew and Sir Timothy Ackroyd, the organization also strives to help communities that live nearby forests to develop in a sustainable manner. Tusk belongs to the Prince's Charities Forum, which was initiated by His Royal Highnesses Prince William and Prince Harry in 2006.
Tusk Trust has supported over 100 projects across 18 countries in Africa. Examples of Tusk's endeavors include protecting nature reserves and preserving the biodiversity of forests, including the precious gorillas and other animals. To enhance its efforts, Tusk has provided vehicles and airplanes, constructed schools and clinics, improved the water supply, built bridges, and financed eco-workers.
Tusk has produced a booklet for children entitled Wildlife in Danger to share essential information and has helped produce films highlighting eco-concerns. Our heartfelt gratitude, Tusk Trust, for your ongoing programs. May you be graced with great success in helping Africa flourish in magnificence in a long-lasting and viable world.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told in Benin, entitled Traffic Rules.
Hai daru tatini bunun mudadan isan ludun makaluduna makuis dukadana tuntatontun oi patas banita makadana ni do ba maktu lakai banitu paun tuntatontun palokak tunengga kisat su sadudu ki kuis dana matoplak do ge bunun tupatu munas tua ni di maktu tuntatontun makabununa ni ebatan ah manakis makisuk dungai patuntatontun sadoinista Hikua tu patu. Sadui naga hiku lava ka. Saduan tu mak naga nanggu.
And now for our viewers' heartline on a talk by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, We Have to Save the Planet at All Costs. at an international gathering on August 8, 2009. This lecture was featured on Between Master and Disciples.
This is nice.
We have to begin from ourselves, yes? We have to practice benevolence, compassion, before we can tell others what to do.
Hakomi from Italy.
Truth-loving Hakomi, thank you for your comments. Yes, let's start being organic vegan and then share the message with others. When people see that we are healthy and vibrant on a plant-based diet and understand that it is the quickest way to save the planet, hopefully they will be willing to adopt a compassionate lifestyle. Heaven's love to you and the warm-hearted people of Italy.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the eternal glory of God.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Ian Kelly announces the nation's openness to improve relations with Myanmar, also known as Burma, in support of an independent, peaceful, and democratic country.
In the port of Volgograd, Russia, emergency workers safely rescue a pelican in danger of freezing that was found drifting on an ice floe in the Volga River as they bring it to a rescue station to recover.
Following a decade of development, British scientists unveil a mechanical digestive system that is designed to provide a better understanding of human food absorption, as well as an ethical alternative to animal testing.
Moroccan poet Abdeslam Bolcha wins the Al-Quds Capital of Arab Culture 2009 International Poetry Award for the best poem to honor the holy city of Jerusalem.
To protect public health, officials shut down a dairy company in Shanghai, China, after finding milk products contaminated with the chemical melamine, which can cause kidney stones as well as lethal kidney failure.
Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah Abdul Aziz welcomes Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to Riyadh, where the two leaders speak of peace progress in Palestine as well as the Arab Peace Initiative.
After her heart stopped in the midst of a difficult delivery and her son Colton was born not breathing, Tracy Hermannstorfer of Colorado, USA was suddenly restored to life as doctors also successfully revived her newborn son.
Many U.S. state laws passed in 2009 go into effect in the new year, including 16 states that prohibit text messaging while driving and a California law limiting the amount of harmful trans fats used by restaurants in baking.
The Finnish government donates 2.5 million euros to the Palestinian Authority to assist in the payment of government employee salaries and pensions.
Kyrgyz Prime Minister Dania Yusinov visits Uzbek President Islam Karimov, where the two acknowledge the importance of their country's bilateral ties, particularly in trade, science, and culture.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.